It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande, and normally the Pot Brothers at Law, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
That is true, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all the way live at this beautiful party in Palm Springs. What a great location.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com. We are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Check out the page as we have so much information. And feel free to give us a call anytime. That number is 800-420-1980. And you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
At pot underscore brothers underscore at underscore law. Well, Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. My brother Blue right here is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
Well, I am at Joe Grande 52. And right now, joining us here in Las Vegas is a very special guest from Oklahoma, Philip and Vincent. You can check out their website, Team Charlie Farms, are on Instagram. You can check them out right there at Team Charlie Farms as well on the IG. Appreciate you guys stopping by and sitting with us. I mean, Vincent, you look so cool with your hat on and your suit jacket.
LA,
I don't know if you're mafioso style or what you're doing, but you're hanging out with Philip, and Philip's keeping you sane right here.
That's right.
So I hear you guys started this brand, Team Charlie Farms, in California, and then figured you guys can go capitalize in Oklahoma. Tell me the story that I'm ear hustling from folks and break it down for us.
Yeah, well, Team Charlie Farm, just like most people were, you know, Prop 215 back in the days, we're all doing everything in the medical. We're the ones that came out with Charlie Sheen OG, so everyone who knows that strain back
the
in the
days. The real Charlie Sheen
that's
OG.
That's us back in the days.
That's
so
right.
We're the ones who did that, and because of, you know, the name and so on, we just call it Charlie OG.
Yeah.
The Team Charlie Farm has been around all that time since Prop 64, been doing some collaborations, working on the C-11 side, transportation. But on the growing side, we just decided to go medical in Oklahoma for the opportunities, the ease of convenience, and moving it that forward, you know, forward
there. You know, speaking of the Oklahoma market, a lot of people don't realize it, but Oklahoma exploded. I mean, they just opened the doors for all of the cannabis industry and pretty much let everybody in, correct?
Correct.
So how is the competition in Oklahoma right now?
Well, what we're finding is there's not a lot of, like, centralized branding. So market's kind of all over the place. So, you know, we're looking to come in just really strong with a nice, solid brand, obviously bringing the Charlie OG, you know,
sure,
to the table.
Is there anything else but flower? Is it the one strain, or what do you guys have?
Yeah, well, that's our one proprietary strain, but then, of course, we jump on other genetics like Mike Larry from Sea Junkies. We throw in apple fritters, runts, but the Charlie Sheen OG is our proprietary genetic that we've kept under lock and key, never gave a clone out, and even under the 215 era, we
now
only
you guys,
grew
did
that
you guys license that with Charlie Sheen?
No, that's right. Now we call her Charlie OG.
Charlie OG.
Because once
that's
he jumped
right.
on the tip,
gotcha.
He went on Disney
like,
Valentine.
When you say Charlie, yeah. Charlie OG, I just hear Charlie Sheen.
Well, that's the right. we had some strange
Fantastic.
Tiger
that's
Blood
That's what you're
then.
Supposed to be listening to.
Yeah, no. I love it. I love the
play
sound
words.
Yeah, 100%, right. Dude. You're like, dude, you say that Charlie OG, and I'm like,
Charlie Sheen got a brand?
Yeah.
Well, we had stuff called Tiger's Blood back in the days. That went crazy, but then, you know, because that's when he was drinking Tiger's Blood and all that. So we jumped on all that, and of course, marketing moving forward, and then when they're trying to monetize what we're doing, it's like, okay, we'll just go ahead and.
So are you guys a multi-state operator, or are you guys just operating now out of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma for growing over here. Right. We have a managing partnership in the C-11 transportation, but over there more for the growing side.
Right.
And so now that you did the growing side in Oklahoma and wanted to go to this medical route, how is that different going in Oklahoma doing the medical route than the regular route here in California?
A lot less regulation, oversight. It's like a California Prop 215 days, shall we say. You know what I mean?
Wild West.
And as you see that, is it a good response in Oklahoma? How are people receiving your products there?
Good. Because, like, for us, we have the experience. I mean, Oklahoma's new, so everyone locally there who wants to get into it is going to make the mistakes that everyone did in California
sure.
10, 12 years
sure.
ago. You know, grow on YouTube and try to grow. They don't, you know, we've all been through that and made the mistakes.
Yes.
So you have a lot of transplants that came from Colorado and California into that market, and those are the ones that are being successful because they're not listening to the guy at the Hydro store or YouTube. We made the mistakes to know how to put something in the oven and bring it out.
And as you said, you made those mistakes, Philip. What drew you to the cannabis industry? Where does that love come from in that time to say, wow, I want to spend my money in creating a great brand, a great product that's going to help people medically? Where does that love come from?
Just putting seeds in my backyard in the mid-80s, growing my own stuff, you know what I mean? And just from there, back in the days in Cali, when either you got the Humboldt or you have the brick seed weed. You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah, and then from there, it's just how the industry grew and how now everyone's involved in a part of a everyday life.
You know, you guys are originally, where's home originally?
L.A.
L.A. So, you know what's crazy is that, you know, a lot of us make that move, and it really, I don't know if the Oklahoma market understands it, but by making that move to Oklahoma, you're actually helping them fast forward, because we've seen so much here in the state of California. To bring your guys' knowledge over there to Oklahoma allows them to grow in such a manner that I don't know that, you know, you'll get the credit for it or not, but you certainly probably have an edge on everybody out there. Do you feel that way when I say that, or is that...
And that's what it is. We're coming out with our brand, and we're able to foresee the market, so we know where it's going to go right now. Like, right now, they're highly just smoking flowers. We know they're going to move to carts and concentrates, so so we're able to plan ahead of time. So, I mean, you know, it's an exciting time for us over there.
Absolutely. So when we went to Oklahoma probably 4 years ago, they were still doing the, you know, selling out of the jars.
Right.
You know what I mean? And are they still doing that now?
That's still happening.
It's still the jars. Really?
So we have some stores that have evolved to packaging, and some that are still the jars. So we try to educate them also and to work together to what we know is going to come, where it's going to go, and you want to be ahead of the curve, part of the curve, or part of the change. Like here, it's still evolving in California. Every day there's new equipment coming out, new processes, you know, new technology, because money's going into the investment and the opportunities to learn and grow better. And we're just, you know, trying to take that information, you know, where we can.
What did you guys have to do, Vincent and Philip, to move to Oklahoma to do this? And when I say what did you have to do, you guys started over here in California. Did you have to, like, buy property in Oklahoma? Did you have to become a Sooners fan? Like, what is it?
That's part of the territory, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I hate USC. I'm not a Bruin either.
Hey, we got the coach.
Exactly. But my point is, though, educate the crowd and that's listening around the world, what it took for entrepreneurs like yourselves to move into the city and the state of Oklahoma to really capitalize on this cannabis game. What are those steps?
Well, it was kind of an organic process for us, because I have other businesses that I'm involved in, and one of my
partners...
Thanks
for showing up, Vince.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, bud.
That's right. And what it was an organic process, because I've been with these guys involved in business for many years, so it was an organic process when we were from Oklahoma. So we just basically took the model from here, transported it to Oklahoma. I mean, they're a ripe market, ready to go.
But as you say transported, right, because I'm looking and thinking about when we talked about a story about New Mexico. New Mexico just opened up, and they're looking at to get new Mexicans. That's what they use the term.
He said New Mexicans.
No, that's what they said. All the New Mexicans. That's
yeah,
what
you're right, Joe. You're
because
not right.
Because he's like Californians, New Mexicans, New Mexico.
Yeah,
that's what they said it in the story, and we laughed as me and Mark read it. I was dying
But it
laughing.
Was real, yeah.
And it's a real, I was like, New Mexicans, wait a minute. And I did exactly what everybody else does when I repeat it, because I think it's hilarious. That being said, did you have to do anything to become a local in Oklahoma to start the process? Or were you able to be an entrepreneur and just start it?
Well, we were already over there. We were already doing business over there.
Oh, so you guys already have
businesses there. So we were over there for other business. And so it was a really organic process for us just to get our licensing and get up
and
running.
Made it that much easier than
we had. Yeah, we had to invest in some property and stuff. But as residents, we were already in town.
Let me ask you this.
Makes it easier.
Is there a black market there or an illicit market there? Because in California, we have such a like a tough time with all these different operators. And it's like down the street, there's a market. So is it still like that? Or because they opened it up so much? Is it less of that?
Well, for the storefront side, like back...
Not that you should know any of that, but I'm just...
That's no, right. You should be well-versed.
No, no, this is my personal, like, right. I need to know. I just, you know.
I mean, there's Charlie Farms and there's Charlie Brown Farms.
There's the business and there's the business.
Let me pull the football from you and let you grab a band.
Hello.
Yeah, but, you know, not storefront-wise, more like maybe products going into the market, more than, like, here you have all the, say, non-licensed dispensaries that are still operating.
Right.
Over there, basically anybody that's operating has a license. It's just how they say or they're acquiring their product.
What they're really doing with it.
Correct, because there's not really a track and trace program in place. And then, of course, in the beginning, when you just flick the switch on anywhere, the demand's going to be more than supply.
Right.
So how they're getting it or where they're getting it, you know, that's their question to answer, but where they're growing
for
them now.
Where it's going, right, how it's getting there, right.
You know, it's in the central of the United States, so it's always a shorter trip for those back east.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not a track and trace program? Like, why aren't they just adopting the,
California process?
Yeah,
Metric was one of the ones that they put into place, but there was a lawsuit. because it's medical there. It's not recreational.
Right.
And the initial law was to make it like, you know, a donation sort of free, like not costly. So the metric system, they were going to, all the growers and processors were going to endure a cost. So they're saying, well, the state pays for the fees of metric, we'll use it, but why are you asking us to pay for something that wasn't in the law? Now you're sort of...
Oklahoma has a little more good old boys.
And you're also dealing with the red state. You know, they're a free market state, and the regulation is just not there. So, you know, people are fighting
it. I like it.
What I see is once Texas opens up and they allow you guys to do interstate trading, it's over.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's
Texas has so much land. So does Oklahoma, but, you know,
but I mean,
Texas,
it's the prime spot. Like, Oklahoma's already so much ready to just deliver right into it.
Right.
You could almost, you know, attack that market.
And then you look at Kansas, too, because Kansas has these fields out there, too, that once they start growing out there, all that mid-Bible Belt area that's going to be high as a kite with, you know what I mean, a bunch of things once it goes recreational and everyone's going to be popping out there. You guys just mentioned prices. I'm just curious because I have no clue on this. What are the prices out there for the cannabis in Oklahoma?
Well, because it's like really not metric, track, and trace. It's just like old school stuff. They're pretty similar to over here, California prices. Good.
What's
indoor.
Similar?
Like,
what's
well,
it
well,
right well, right well, you know, I, hey, people just give me, shout out to Blacklist in the building, y'all. Woo-hoo. Yo, so people just give me weed. So, you know, when you talk about pricing, I'm like, yo, my pricing's good, you know?
I see $30 ace, right, to like you'll see a $70 ace.
Yeah. Everything's range. Non-taxed over there, so it's not taxed like here. So the end sale customer price would be anywhere from, say, 30 to 60 would be the ranges depending on the quality, but it's, of course, because it's not taxed like California, bud, that's...
Are you seeing a lot of indoor, outdoors, greenhouse? What's the majority of the movement out there, and what are you guys specifically producing?
We're producing indoor flower.
Okay.
The majority of the market is right now outdoor greenhouse.
Indoor runs.
Indoor runs. Charlie
I
Chino
see
G
that.
Comes.
Charlie G.
Some Alba Fritters.
Team Charlie Farms on the IG. Get educated, folks.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this
break. And before you break, if you're looking to grow your own seeds, folks, I got to tell you about some high quality seeds. Head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds, the trusted source for thousands of quality cannabis seeds at a fair price. No matter where you're growing, whether it's Oklahoma or California or anywhere in between, head to rocketseeds.com. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. If you're looking to get high, folks, Viscus Vape, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand born in Venice Beach, delivering the maximum potency you could expect from the Viscus brand. Live the ride with the most pleasant tasting, ultra potent, and super smooth cartridges on the market. Check out the website, viscus.life, and we're all the way live in Palm Springs with Team Charlie Farms. So if you're out there in Oklahoma, go check out those runts. They look beautiful online. I see the wax. I see all this stuff. And as we talked about the flower, as we're here with Philip and Vincent, how many other products do you guys have besides flower?
Right now, we're just going to be coming out with some flower, some vapes, some pre-rolls.
Then kiss gonna, that mic, baby.
That's right,
just
baby.
Get in there.
Yeah,
and
we
kiss
out
it.
Here. We in
say
the
my
outside.
Name.
We got to say,
you know,
say my name.
It's getting
say
too
my
loud
name.
Out here, Philip. You can't be like this.
No worries, man. Yeah,
no
that's
one hears you like that. Right here.
Flower vapes and pre-rolls initially, and then we're going to move on to some concentrates.
And what do you guys see yourself? What is the big plan for Team Charlie Farms?
Dominate the market, man.
Yes.
Oklahoma's ripe and ready to go. We see a lot of opportunity. There's not a lot of unity out in Oklahoma. So,
really? Why is that?
It just seems like you have a bunch of people, bunch of home growers that came out of the woodworks and just kind of growing. Then you got some people from Colorado, Cali. But what we really want to do is just kind of unify the belt and create a unity out there. Because
Vince, do you feel like you bring
everywhere.
That though? Do you bring that like homie style? Like, come on, you guys, let's all come together. Because I feel like that used to be the cannabis game, and I feel like a lot of times it's not as well. Like, there's a lot of people now we see. These stupid idiots, disciples of the devil, stepping on cannabis, putting you know, things in it, and it's just ridiculous where it's going sometimes now, where I'm like, what's going on with this game? You know what I mean? Sometimes it's going sideways. Some people trying to cut corners, this and that. What are the big things that you're noticing in Oklahoma that just aren't happening?
Phil?
just unity, working together. Everyone's seen doing their own thing, you know, which is a good because they're trying to do their own like path. But like we're trying to build relationships with dispensaries, you know, and just market everything together.
Do they have events like this out there, like Fairchild Cannabis Talks doing out here?
They do have some, but they're not as big, they're not as unified, and that's kind of what we were just having this conversation is. There's not really a need for competition. There's enough for everybody, you know?
Right.
So that's what we were talking about, just bringing everybody together and centralizing the market and growing
you
together.
You know what I think a lot of that comes from? Like, all of us have been in this industry, right? So we need leaders, right? So in order to lead, though, you have to have people that are willing to allow people to be leaders.
Right.
It's very difficult sometimes when everybody feels like they're the leader, you know?
Right.
So
right.
In Oklahoma, where there's a market where we know, like respectfully, you know, they haven't seen what we've seen in the California market, right?
Right.
They're just like they've got all of our, you know, we've definitely from California in the United States, we've been shipping cannabis there for hundreds of years or whatever it has been. But in order to have people that are leading, and like I said, when I walked into, I did a tour out there and I got drug out there by some folks that were asking me to come and get involved in. They took me to like seven different dispensaries. And as I went to these seven different dispensaries, I realized, I was like, what are you guys doing? I was like, no one's doing like, you know, like patient appreciation days.
Right.
You're not doing. Right. And the guy was like, mm-hmm. What's a patient appreciation day?
Are
and
I'm serious?
Like, no, dude, they don't have any kind of infrastructure yet. And, I mean,
when you were there,
this is, yeah, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. They didn't have really an infrastructure. And I was like, dude, you guys got the ability to be like way ahead of us.
Right.
Based
right.
on the way that your state allowed you to roll out. And the state of Oklahoma allowed the cannabis industry just to roll out. And I literally went out to Oklahoma, got an Oklahoma driver's license, got a piece of property, you know, opened a facility there and sold it to somebody within like a matter of months, you know. But I seen that, and I didn't necessarily want to move to Oklahoma, you know.
So
going back to Colorado, right, when Colorado had this opportunity, I was, and this is 2014-15, I got pulled into Colorado to consult with the group. And they asked me, hey, come out here, we want to move your whole family here, we want to set up grows. And my brother's like, you know, we went out there, we seen it, and we didn't believe that Colorado was going to adopt it the way they did.
Correct.
Right, which was our own fault, right? Because we were just like, California is going to go way before Colorado. And then Colorado hit the gas and went running. But the brands out there adopted the real industry. They actually started producing packaging. They allowed the company, you know, the businesses to operate under a metric system, or I think it was tracking MJ Freeway or something,
right,
like
yeah,
that.
Right, MJ Freeway was a
brand. Right? And so while that was going down, I'm just going like, what? And Oklahoma, for some reason, hasn't picked that up yet. Why is that? Like, guys, what's going on? Is it just because it's still a free market and they want to let it grow? And because, you know, or is it because, what do you feel that why isn't the infrastructure 100% as tight as the rest of the states?
Well, I believe it's coming. I think now they know they grew fast, too big. And now regulation and, you know, readoption of some policies are going to take place.
Sure.
And then it's also weeding itself out. Like you said, for a while there, anybody, if you had property, land, and you pay the fee, you got your license.
Sure.
So now those who decide, hey, this isn't for me, or we're not making it, those people are being weeded out. But to your point, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, there are a few good dispensaries and owners who are adopting the good business policies, Oklahoma Kush and OKC, Seeds Cake. They're putting money into their operations. They're not
sure.
Just like, hey, let me just put a green sign here and I'm open. They're actually investing into their businesses and helping the patients. And that's something that we're bringing is experience here from California that we've done and try to work with those dispensaries and not educate, but like, hey, let's just work together for a common goal, you know, to serve the patients.
Yeah,
what
work
we can.
Together.
Yeah.
And that's really where our motto is, to try to build their business. Like, how can we help you build your business? You know, because it's a win-win situation.
Sure.
And that's what we're seeing in Oklahoma. Like, everybody's operating independently.
They need it, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's hard sometimes to tell somebody like, hey, listen, you know, we've seen something and we understand where you're messing up. Pay attention and follow our lead. We'll help you achieve these goals. Because in their mind, they've already got everything they need.
They don't need your advice.
Well,
yeah.
They don't need your advice. And not only that, like, I've seen some of the money that these operators make. Some of them are doing very well in Oklahoma. I've had a few of them come on our show, and I'm like, what kind of, they're talking about their numbers, and I'm like, what? Ooh. Like, you guys are doing numbers like that. Like, yeah, we're the leading edible company. I don't remember the edible company that came on.
I remember, but I can't remember the name right now.
You know, a couple beautiful, like a beautiful family. And they've got, like, the number one edible company out there. And their model is just, like, just, they're just, like, literally cutting and putting it in bags and selling it. Yeah. And I'm going, dude, like, you guys can become so much bigger if you just, you know, and they're still making a ton of money. But I think because they're happy making that money, that they're not really, like, I'm not going to change unless I'm forced to, kind
of
thing.
And a lot of them don't see that the industry this is, or can be and will be, as it keeps growing. They're just seeing the current opportunity in front of them, not what's ahead of them.
Sure.
Yeah, and for us, we've seen it blossom since 1996 when Prop 215 came in, and where it is now 25 years later, and where it's, you know, hopefully going to go.
Sure.
Worldwide, you know. California
and is it just with the brand? Are you guys looking to get storefronts, or what is Team Charlie Farms also looking into, as you say, grow worldwide?
Right now, we're going with just the brand. We want to focus on our brand. We want
how many
help.
Dispensaries are you guys at out there in Oklahoma?
Right now, we've got relationships with like just 15 to 16. That's all we need at the moment, because we're making our stuff exclusive. Right. Like, basically, we want to drive our business to them.
That good old Charlie OG is only right here.
And we got a brand in the oven right now. We got something cooking that we're going to bring out pretty soon, and just sort of like.
Got a Cannabis Talk 101 brand coming, huh?
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Dodging tornadoes. Dodging tornadoes out there. Making it happen.
Let's go. Let's throw it out there in
literally,
Oklahoma.
Literally.
Hey, guys, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you guys want to get out there to the world to speak about? Of course, TeamCharlieFarms.com.
What are we missing?
Is the website, and on Instagram, Team Charlie Farms.
Just keep an eye out. We're going to be doing some big stuff. We're going to be doing a new launch for coming this summer for a new brand that we're going to shoot out. And that's going to be really fun. We're going to be doing some events, some really
what
cool
events.
What
brand are you launching, bro?
Oh, that's
drop
secret.
It.
It's in the oven. It's in the oven right now.
Let's just say there's something cooking.
Let's leak it.
And why did you guys come out to Cali this weekend? What's going on? What are you guys this week?
Well, we still live here and for Hall of Flowers and for Cannabis 101. I mean, what
that's
else?
Right. Yeah, man.
What else?
We got
what
the
else?
Invite. We came down.
There it is. It's official like a referee with a whistle, baby.
Hey, we had to bring the coach from Oklahoma out here for the interview. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
That is true. USC got him. Here we go.
Hey, Joe, what time is it?
You know what time it is, folks. Dime time. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industries has been the leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel, glass ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000-milligram cartridges are amazing. Check that website out at dimeindustries.com or on IG, dime.industries.
There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and relax and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 right here with Blue, Joe Grande, and the Pop Brothers of Law, as we are your number one source for everything cannabis, Joe.
That's right. I want to remind everybody about the Budtenders Awards, created by G4 Live with a vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever.
Yes.
This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us live in Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th, 2022, at the all-new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing all the way live together for the first time ever, folks. It's going to be epic. Remember, Blue, if you don't go,
you don't grow.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of growing, we got somebody on the stage here by the name of Roz from the Minorities for Medical Marijuana Social Cannabis Brands. Coming to a dispensary near you, Roz, there's so many things and connections that we have with you that I didn't realize. And Chris Franchino was like, Joe, this is that. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I know we're pushing this out. But a female-owned black business. I mean,
yes.
Talk about how you start this, how you do this. You gave me this one-hitter quitter. There's just so many things. But I want to get into how you got into this game. Talk to us.
Listen, 6 years ago, I started In4MM. And first and foremost, thank you, Pop Brothers in Law, man. Y'all are the bomb. I'm so appreciative to be here with you.
I love it.
But 6 years ago, I'm based in Florida, right?
Yep.
Florida is the most jankiest state in the world when it comes to, like, just law and being able to roll out a program that makes sense. And so I started Minorities for Medical Marijuana because I wanted people from my community to participate in this industry, but also to have access to the medicine. And so I created the organization. We are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3. We have 27 chapters throughout the country. And literally, we've been working for the last 5.5 years on creating parity, fairness, social equity, social justice, public policy. I have 3 international chapters, 3 HBCUs, and I just launched my own brand, Black Buddha Cannabis. So
Let's go. Love the logo, Black Buddha Cannabis, and like I said, it's coming to a dispensary near you. I see creativity, enlightenment, zen relaxation, wellness, pain relief. Talk about these different things you got there.
So listen, I suffered a traumatic brain injury this summer.
No way.
Shout out to Nicole Bafong. She was my caregiver. I was in a car accident. Just got slammed and ended up having a post-concussion syndrome. Was in the hospital for 4 days, passed out about 3 or 4 different times, and literally cannabis saved my life. Like, I shit you not. Like, excuse me, can I cuss.
No, don't fucking cuss on here, please.
All right,
stop
sorry.
That shit.
Don't fucking do it. Jerome Baker in the building.
Jerome Baker, what's up, baby?
Hey!
That's the glass, man.
So listen, ended up, like, just was out of it. Like, the concussion that athletes have where they can't, like, where you have to sit out for concussion protocol, that was me for almost 3.5-4 weeks. Nauseated, disoriented, couldn't talk, couldn't keep my thoughts together. And so Nicole came, she lived with me, she put me on CBD around the clock, and I was vaping dry flower.
Talk a little bit more about around the clock. What do you mean? Like, is it 3-hour regimen?
No,
what is it?
So every 4 to 5 hours, she would make sure I would have enough CBD in my system, regardless of how I was feeling. And then whenever I had that concussion, like that pressure where you feel like your head is underwater, and like, it's the worst thing in the world. She would give me the Da Vinci device. She would put the dry flower in there, and I would vape dry flower, and it would relieve that pressure. And after about 3.5 weeks, I slowly started coming back to myself. I was doing chanting, mantra, meditation. I had lavender in my diffuser. I couldn't talk on the phone. I couldn't watch television. None of that stuff for 3.5 weeks. This cannabis, listen guys, it brought me back to life. It brought me back. And Black Buddha Cannabis is all about creating enlightenment, not getting high, but doing something so that when people walk in a dispensary and they tell you how you feel, they can be able to have either creativity, enlightenment, wellness, or zen for relaxation.
You know what? This is a testimonial. This is so beautiful because when you say this, I hear it from your soul.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
I love you for it.
Yeah.
I love you for it. Our whole industry loves you for it because this is the type of, you know, compassion that our industry has.
Listen,
and I love you for it, young lady.
This is
awesome.
I appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you doing this. And I'm just curious, were you into cannabis before this brain whole accident happened?
Yeah, so I've been running M for MM all this for the last 5.5 years, Minorities for Medical Marijuana. So I'm the founder and the CEO. But when I started the organization, I started because my son has sickle cell anemia, right? And I lost my mom to breast cancer in 2005. So I wasn't a smoker. I wasn't a consumer. I had never consumed when I started this organization.
That's what I heard when I heard you speaking because you're like, I tried it. Like, not went back to it.
No, I tried it.
Yeah, like, that's what I heard in you. That's why I wanted to clarify if that was the case.
Listen, Nicole came. She was like she was a sergeant. She ripped out all my processed food in my pantry. She made sure I was eating clean, but she brought the CBD in my life. She brought the cannabis flower. I learned it to understand my body and what worked for my body. I didn't know any of that stuff. I didn't realize I was running the organization and wasn't feeding my own endocannabinoid system.
Wow.
When I tell you this is medicine, I'm telling you, for all those TBI patients out there, I am living witness that this plant, it can do wonders.
And Black Buddha Cannabis, is that only going to be in Florida?
No, we're going nationwide.
Get closer to this mic.
We're going nationwide.
Right.
So we're,
as you should.
As we should. So the states that we're able to, we're creating partnership with operators. We're going to do a licensing deal. And basically, California is one of the first states we're going to come to. Shout out to California Cannabis. They're our partner here in California. And it's all about us being able to provide this really quality, no booth, high-end flower that's going to make a difference and make people feel better.
And that is so amazing because your testimony is so much truth. Like Blue said, it's heartfelt. It's wonderful.
Real.
I can't wait for you to spread that word. Maybe we get her at G4 Live. Keith Allen.
Let's do it.
He's the creator of G4 Live. Shit like this that you're talking about is stuff that needs to be exposed.
Yes.
And exposed in a way of like, look at what this plant does for people who go through brain traumatic experiences. And not only that, now I want to switch to the minorities for medical marijuana.
Yes.
I looked through this pamphlet,
and
your story is wonderful.
Pamphlet.
And there's
great.
Just so many different people that you're helping, and so many different brands, and so many beautiful people in here. Talk about exactly what this is, because I just see so many beautiful black folks in this.
Yes.
And I see yourself and your company and just so many others. So talk about some of the different companies that are in here.
Absolutely. Well, first, shout out to Jay Bell. She's here in the house, Zen Wellness. If you go to like the fifth or sixth page, she has a beautiful CBD high-end line for skincare. There, let me tell you guys, there's no more excuse about I can't find black brands that are great that I can put on the shelf. We have it. We're working on volume two right now. This is volume one. We're going to add to it.
This is wonderful because I love the luxury products that she has right there.
It's awesome. Listen, she's beautiful. Her product line is beautiful. We have a hemp hearts that are available. We have a guy named Willie Coco. He does exotic chocolates. If you look on there, this guy is the master of chocolates. Why don't we see his brand in a dispensary? We have Otha Smith. He's with Tetragram. Tetragram is an actual app for the cannabis industry. It's just some beautiful people in here. We want to see them get opportunities and be able to flourish in this industry.
You know, I just love people that stand up for anything, right?
That's Willie Coco, right?
And I don't mean just only for black folks. I'm saying anything. And I don't care if you're out there listening, you're Asian, and you think, hey, we need to make a big market. Then do it, folks.
Do it.
Then start it. Minorities for medical marijuana as well. Let the Asian, what Roz is doing is standing up for her people. And I love that, right?
I appreciate you.
Like people who do this, don't just think, oh, the Mexicans are doing the blacks. You can too if you're listening.
That's right.
Don't be afraid.
Stand up.
Don't be shy. Like, this is what it's about, Roz, and what you're doing, because you've been doing this for 5+ years already on the grind and not even smoking cannabis, just on some like hype on I want to rise my people up, which I love that, and then realizing, shit, I'm rising these up for something that's really medically benefiting folks out there in the world. That can change lives.
It can change lives.
And how weird and random in an unfortunate situation where, like, you look at things that happen in life, and there's always that story that I look at. Is it a blessing or a curse, folks? There's that old Bible story. And when you look at these curses that happen, it becomes a blessing.
I thought it was a curse. When I was laying in bed in the dark, couldn't even get my thoughts together, I was like, am I permanently damaged? And so we all go through something to get to another spot in life. And it's all about what you do to make a difference, how you pay it forward. And so for me, it's a privilege, it's an honor to pay it forward by having these folks. This lookbook, it was a brainchild. It came to me.
No pun intended.
Yes, exactly.
No pun intended. Right?
But it came to me, how do we take these folks, and everybody has a story, so they tell you about their story. And the one thing about this is that you don't have to contact me or InfraMM to get in contact with them. We have all of their contact information in there. It tells you what they're looking for, if they're looking for financial, if they're looking for an investor, if they're looking to get placed. It's all about how do we create opportunity and create community. And I'm just proud.
And I want to tell folks, if you want to look them up or talk to them, it's the website is m4mmunited.org. So that's M, the number 4, MMUNITED.org. Check them out online. And what else can we expect from you guys? I know your brand, you want to go nationwide.
My brand is
nationwide. But what else can we look for? Because Minorities for Medical Marijuana, we actually gave you guys a lot of love at our after party in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And shout out to Sherbinski for introducing you to us. I believe that's how we met you.
Say, listen, between Clubhouse and all the ways that you're always talking about how can we support you. First and foremost, we want to create a webinar and have you guys come on and talk about what people should do if they get stopped. Like, we are the black folks and the brown folks are the one that are still getting targeted.
When I used to think that was old bullshit, I had a big old argument with Mark and Craig Washington. I was like, wait a minute, it ain't happening for us. Blue and I get pulled over and we got Roz in the car.
Yes.
We're going down. Keith Allen's the only one that's going to walk out of this mug.
I got to get out of jail free card.
But listen, what's going down? We run 9 programs. So we have an expungement program called Project Clean Slate. We have a supplier diversity program called InProcure.org. So So for 2022, shout out to, we got some great program partners, Curaleaf, Trueleaf, Hawthorne, you name it, we got more people coming on board. We want to be at G4 Live.
Yes, hey, I was going to say, you inspired me with this. I want to get you at G4 Live. I want you to speak.
Yes.
But I'd like to go through this book and find some way to be able to
I
pick somebody
to
out here to
get the mic.
Wait, you got
to
tighten up on that.
Are you talking to the mic, please, Keith? Act like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Hey, welcome. Can you say that again so the listeners can hear you loud and clear?
Take two.
say that again, Keith, because that was powerful.
I'm literally very inspired by this. I would like to be able to find a way for us to take this booklet and let's put it on our platform and people can vote for a specific winner to get a free booth, but everybody will get a very special thing from us.
Yes. That's and they can, beautiful, if we put it on your platform, you, they can download it electronically.
You, bro.
Yeah.
We want to, like, we need you, Keith. We need the community to come and embrace on us, and we're going to come correct. We're going to bring some. We vet these folks out. We interview them. We make sure that they are either contract ready or brand ready. So let's do it. Whatever you want to do.
You know what? We're going to take it one step further. Let's do a social award, but for the Buttender Awards.
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
What do you mean? Elaborate on that. What do you mean a social award? What does that mean? Like, what are you looking at? Well, I know this is on the spot.
Social impact.
Social impact.
Yeah.
So we started to develop a little bit more about the Buttender Awards, where at first it was like CBD influencer, 720, you know, just 710. We had all these different awards that were sort of category based.
Yeah.
Now we've started to go into the effect base of like the influencer, the impact awards.
Yes.
Things like that that really matter about what people are not only doing in the industry, but what they're doing outside of the industry that's a good representation of how to lift the stigma.
Yeah, I just received.
I love you, Keith.
I just received from the Black Canon Conference in New Orleans last 2 weeks ago the Advocate of the Year Award. So shout out to them. It was my peers acknowledging the work that I've done. It hasn't been me alone. I have such an awesome team, but we need to recognize impact that's happening in this industry.
Absolutely.
I'm with you, man.
Russ, when we're off of this stage, I want to exchange info with you and get right on it.
Let's get it.
This is dope.
You know, this is how these type of relationships happen, folks.
It's
Cannabis Talk 101. We're all the way live out
Pop
here.
Brothers.
Keith Allen
is
doing his thing, of course, with G4 Live, and I asked him to sit down with us. Not even with the intention of this. I have no idea.
Right.
But I was like, I wanted Roz to come back and sit down. I told Keith, I go, Keith, I've been wanting to talk to Roz. Sit down, because I want to talk to you as well. Yeah. But just sit down and just hang out with us.
Just hang out.
And I had no idea it could go this direction, but it's a blessing from the Lord right now.
Yes.
Because hearing what you're saying and everything that you're just talking about, it's feeding our three souls up here. I know Blue's feeling it. I know, obviously, Keith's feeling it. He wants to do something now with you.
Listen, there's a lady in this book. Her name is Mama. I think it's Mama Joyce, but anyways, long story short, her son was Stefan. He was killed in Sacramento. I don't know if you guys remember the story. He was in the backyard of his grandmother's house.
Yes,
and he got shot.
That. Yes.
Well, she's in there with her brand, and so these are folks. These are real folks. So she tells her story in there about her son, about why she created this brand called Justice Tree. Listen, guys, I need us to put a spotlight to these folks. I love, and this is only version one. We got version 2.0 coming out in December for Christmas. So we'll have 25 brands in there.
Amazing.
Mama Clark. She's right
Mama
here.
Clark. That's it. Mama
Amazing.
Clark.
Amazing. Very well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you so much. Is there anything, Roz, that we're missing that you want to promote and talk to everybody out there about?
I just need people, when you go into your retail, your dispensary, ask for Black Buddha Cannabis. If it's not there, tell them to get it there. Because the way that I support my community, the way I support InfraMM when people won't do it, is I'll go out and I'll make the money and I'll come back and self-support my own organization. So listen, I need you guys. Support me, man.
And we need more people like you, let alone more women like you, minority women like you. You just check off so many check marks, dude, on the book.
And
love
it's my birthday. How about that?
Happy birthday!
I might have to give her a lap dance, folks. We are out here in Vegas.
Here comes the lap dance.
Hey, listen.
We're not in Vegas.
Danny, give me my chaps.
Shout out to all the Sandys in the house.
There it is, man.
Well, we love you. Check out the website, blackbuddhacannabis.co. And, of course, for the social cannabis brands, it's m4mmunited.org. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Blue. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Hey. Bam!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.